USA Radio News. COVID-19 booster shots for adults 50 and over are expected to roll out as soon as next week. The FDA may authorize a fourth shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines starting next week, and a permissive recommendation may soon follow by the CDC. The Biden administration is cleaning up the president's remarks in Poland Saturday that Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter. It's up to the people of the country in question. It's up to the Russian people.
A suspect in the alleged kidnapping of a Nevada teenager who was last seen in a Walmart parking lot has been arrested. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office said it has also impounded a pickup truck that was possibly involved in 18-year-old Naomi Arion's disappearance. The suspect was identified by the Sheriff's Office as 41-year-old Troy Driver. Meanwhile, the search for the missing teenager remains active. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following, so don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you could save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he once again hinted at a White House run in 2024.
We just may have to do it again.
A former official at a suburban Detroit branch of the United Auto Workers Union has pleaded guilty to charges that he embezzled more than $2 million in union money. 54-year-old Timothy Edmonds is the 17th defendant convicted in an ongoing criminal investigation into corruption within the UAW. Nebraska Republican Jeff Fortenberry announced he is resigning from Congress after being convicted on three felony charges for lying to the FBI about a 2016 foreign campaign contribution. Fortenberry denies the charges, which carry a possible prison sentence of up to 5 years on each count, and says he'll appeal. Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen.
What is unusual about this circumstance is that we don't often have a vacancy created by a resignation in the Congress.
This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Iran says the U.S. is holding up negotiations on restoring the 2015 nuclear deal.
Iran's foreign minister claims that his country is ready to reach a long-lasting agreement with world powers, blaming the latest failure on allegedly unrealistic visions by the United States. Nuclear negotiations nearly reached completion on the deal earlier this month before Russia demanded that its trade with Iran be exempted from Western sanctions over Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
In Oxnard, California, a California man has been charged with smuggling more than 1,000 reptiles, some endangered, into the United States. Jose Manuel Perez was charged with one count of conspiracy, 9 counts of smuggling goods into the United States, and 2 counts of wildlife trafficking. Perez was taken into custody when he allegedly attempted to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in February with approximately 60 reptiles hidden in his clothes. In total, Perez illegally imported more than 1,700 animals with a total value exceeding $735,000. Tonight's the 94th Annual Academy Awards Ceremonies at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. The Power of the Dog leads the pack with a dozen nods. The science fiction epic Dune earned 10 nominations. The nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role include Will Smith for King Richard and Javier Bardem for his portrayal of Desi Arnaz in Being the Ricardos. The Best Actress in a Leading Role nominees include Olivia Colman, Nicole Kidman, and Jessica Chastain. This year's ceremonies will be co-hosted by Regina Hall, Amy Schumer, and Wanda Sykes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.